Good morning. I'm Blanquita Cullum, and I served on the Broadcasting Board of Governors for 8 years. And in some cases, I will have to say it was a great honor and a pleasure to serve our country and those amazing journalists that represent our country. I do agree with many of the things that you have said about fixing the Broadcasting Board of Governors. The problem, I would tell you, is kind of a bit complicated, and I'll try to be short to the point. First of all, you have to really understand what's going on. The governors that serve, they serve at the pleasure of the president. They are paid when they serve. They have to respond and to the concern of the United States Senate and House of Representatives of what's going on. On the other hand, they do meet monthly, but many of us who lived here met more frequently. And the bottom line is they rely on the information that is delivered to them about the various entities that we were responsible for by a tier of a senior executive service career management. So basically, you're hearing a filtered source of information, much of which is what you're talking about has been dead wrong. A strategic plan that was flawed. The idea, and many of us, I included, have fought and continue to fight for the preservation of shortwave radio. It must be protected. Also trying to protect Russia, which we could have stopped. The question is, I think we have to look at the term of winning the hearts and minds. I'd throw that in the toilet. I would return and come back with a term called strategy. The other thing is, look, you can sit here and come up with wonderful ideas about what you would do in the future and how you would change it. There's a couple of things that you have to think about first. You have to go to the United States Senate Foreign Relations Committee and encourage them to beef up the money, because figure this out. Do you know that China outspends us 8-1? That's not even figuring out how much Russia outspends us. So we're dealing with, what, $755 million to be able to run all these language services? And the most important thing, if I were going to tell you to go into right now to fix immediately in the Voice of America, is that newsroom. The newsroom is dysfunctional. It's operation. We can't even keep up with BBC. We were the last ones to talk about Ukraine. We were talking about little puff pieces. Look at the charter of the Broadcasting Board of Governors and the Voice of America and what our mission really is, what we're supposed to do. If you're going to fix it, you've got to have these guys and gals be able to do journalism. We have wonderful, wonderful journalists who have been serving in the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, and Marti, and they are being turned impotent. They are bullied. They are not allowed to do their job by a senior-level tier that is crippling them. And I speak as a former governor, and I'm working behind the scenes to try to help them. The other thing is, you're talking about Russia and the Balkans and all of the Eastern European divisions. Yes, we have to focus on that, but if you're going to do strategy, if you're going to really play the game, then you have to think, who else is playing ball? When you think about Venezuela and you talked about Alo Presidente, who's there right now? The Russians, the Iranians, the Chinese, the Cubans. But the most important influence on the air right now, I'm influencing because they have a media police, are the Russians. So we have to look at the map. I know I sound frantic about it because I do believe it's dysfunctional. But I think that if you and the great powers that you have, just even sitting there, and a lot of you here, with the voices and the connections that you have to some of the people in the House and the Senate to be able to help. And yeah, I know those board members, they're not perfect, but you're stuck with them right now. They're going to be hiring a CEO. You can help with that. You do not need to have someone coming in from CNN. You don't need to have someone with great corporate experience. You need to have people that come into the Broadcasting Board of Governors and be able to figure out the strategy of how to be able to save what you have and enhance what you have, and get some money to boost it up, and to get those careerists who are crippling and intimidating the talent that you have in there, and obviously, you know, because of government employees, just put them someplace else that's career Siberian, so the place can function. Thank you.
Thank you.